Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Elon Musk and I have a few things in common. One of them is not our pocketbooks, our balance sheets and income statements, but in terms of the way we think, we do have quite a bit in common. You can tell that, you know, we're both cut from technical, logical degrees. And I'll be honest with you, he said something that was supposedly anti-Semitic, and on Twitter I was looking for it. I can't find anything that makes him anti-Semitic. You know, these days, doesn't matter what you say. Somebody's going, oh, you're so-and-so. If you're thin-skinned today, you're toast. If you take things to heart that people tell you, shame on you. Because, boy, what a world we're living in where, oh, Kevin Jackson said this, he hates women, he hates this, he hates gays. I don't hate anybody. But you know what I hate? I hate when somebody tells me how I'm supposed to think. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, 100%, Elon Musk is not anti-Semitic. He might have said something stupid. I read where he said, of the 30,000 tweets I've made, this may be the most stupid. But in what I found, it was, yeah, maybe it was. I think he said, bring the hostages home or something like that, implying that Israel was at fault for the terror attack financed by the Biden administration and all the Democrats who voted for Joe Biden. Maybe that's what it was. But he's not anti-Semitic. But here's what we do have in common. 100%. Once you made up your course, your mind, then it's like, screw you. And so advertisers are, oh, I'm going to take my thing off of his platform. Good luck with that. The media, I don't know if people know this, the media is in triage right now. Washington Post is laying off. And I'll get into that in a little bit more detail because they're not the only ones. NBC's laid off. Most of the major outlets have laid off somebody. I'm talking about a significant part of their staff. Media advertisers, etc. WAPO is more interesting than any of them. But here's my point. They're in triage. Media is. Elon Musk overpaid for Twitter. $43 billion. I almost said trillion. $43 billion. It has become one of the de facto news sources. Period. I'm telling you. I follow this stuff closely because it's what I do. And Facebook is a media source, too. Don't misunderstand me. But X, formerly Twitter, that's where I get, I don't know, how much of our news do we get here, guys? In terms of our show, we probably get 60% of our news stories just looking at our Twitter feed. You know, just we put what's out there, look at it, do research, whatever. I don't know. I mean, I can't put a number on it, but it's a lot. So Elon Musk has the tiger by the tail. Twitter is one of the fastest. I think it's actually faster than Facebook because it's a quick tweet and it's out. Facebook, I mean, they're roughly the same, but Twitter to me moves faster. I don't know why. Maybe I don't know social media well enough, but it seems like it does to me. Yes, and because it's a feed that's coming in from so many people. Facebook is throttling you back on who you can see. Maybe Twitter does too, but I get the news faster on Twitter than anywhere else. So, and I predicted this. I told people, I said, Twitter will be formidable. If Elon Musk decides that he's going to make that platform news and then figure out how to charge for it, which he's done. I don't know if the model's working. It's a private company now. You can't see the balance sheet and income statement. But it seems to be doing okay. And it's got a guy who's backing it that is definitely doing okay. But anyway, here's my point. Advertisers come to Elon Musk and they say, well, we're going to take our money and run. And Elon Musk says, you know what? Go F yourselves. I don't have the clip, but you don't need it. He said that multiple times. And you know what? He wasn't kidding. He wasn't saying, one of my friends wrote to me and said, I sure wish I, you know, could tell people that, that I, you know, I had the kind of money he had. I said, it isn't about money. Let me tell you what. When Fox fired me over the, me telling the truth, me tweeting the truth about the Kavanaugh accusers, and I essentially told them the same thing, it wasn't because I'm Elon Musk. It wasn't because I'm filthy rich. It's because I stood on principle. And I don't care if Elon Musk didn't have a dime. I believe in my heart of hearts he'd still say the same thing. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. People want to believe that character still exists and that it counts. If you didn't, why raise your kids that way? Why would we want to live in a world where character doesn't count? Elon Musk said, look, I made a stupid tweet. I don't know what he said. I really don't. But whatever it was, is it worth advertising? Oh, my gosh, you made a stupid tweet. I'm going to pull on my advertising. Really? I'm going to take my ball and go home because somebody misspoke or you misinterpreted it. Have you ever, think about this, have you ever sent a text to somebody and it was misconstrued? Have you ever read an email and went, what? And then you talk to the person and they're like, no, I didn't mean it that way at all. Have you ever even been in a conversation with somebody and it's been misconstrued? I'm talking about verbal. You don't get, maybe you're just on the phone with them, but and it's out of context because you don't get the cues that you would see in person. The fact is, that is the way life works. And if every time it happened, somebody go, I'm going to take my ball and go home, what kind of world would we live in? Think about how you would talk. You'd be, okay, now listen, I want to be very clear that I'm not trying to offend. Have you ever been around those people? I'm around them all the time.
Well, Kevin, listen, before I say this, I want
to say, just say it. Please, just say it. You have freedom to exercise your First Amendment rights around me. Don't worry about offending me. If something offends me, I'll let you know. If something takes me, I'll say, hey, just a little clarification on that. I rarely do it because I don't really care. But if you're expecting me to apologize, as Elon Musk says, go F yourself. I'm not going to do it. I've come to my conclusions in life in a very measured way. The way I pick my friends, the way I determine who are the people that I want to be around me, has been, I've honed it down to a pretty good science. Anyway, folks, we got a great show today, I think. Well, I don't think it. I know it. If not, well, you know what to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
That song. I love this song, by the way. Christmas time is here. Christmas time is here. Love that song. I love playing it on piano. This kind of got a little bit of the jazz thing. Anyway, it reminds me of Charlie Brown when I hear it. Because at Christmas time, they would do the Charlie Brown Christmas special, and they would always play that song. Christmas time is here. And it's that time of year, right? Hanukkah, Christmas. The time of year where Jews and Christians must consider a potential Muslim attack, right? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You probably weren't expecting me to say that, but see, I don't forget stuff. San Bernardino, for example, Christmas party, Muslims attacked them. California. If a Muslim is not going to attack somebody, it would be in California, right? I mean, that's a state that says, come on in, everybody. I mean, that would be like a Mexican attack on Cinco de Mayo in California. What? I don't even think about terror attacks, honestly. And then I remember the world we live in. Right now, we are in the season where it's joyous. Joyeux Noël, right? It's supposed to be all, you know, just peaches and roses and cream and, I don't know, butterflies and rainbows and unicorns. And I'm not talking about the gay ones, the ones that we grew up with, okay? But it's supposed to be a time of year where you're thinking about celebrating with family and friends, and the little kids are thinking about what Santa's going to bring them and all that. And that's the world I grew up in. Do you remember the year when you went, whoa, we could be attacked? It's been in the last certainly two decades, right? Where you went, whoa, what's this? A terror attack on Chris? Let me tell you what. Here's what I can practically guarantee you. I'm going to even say, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'll guarantee you, during the holiday season, particularly Christmas, there's going to be a Muslim attack somewhere in the world. Somebody's going to get slashed, run over by a car, terror bomb or something. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Outside of the routine crime in America, there aren't going to be any Christians attacking Muslims. There aren't going to be any Jews attacking Muslims outside of the Israeli-Hamas war. We're not plotting to get these people. But they seem to have it in for us. Two alleged Islamists were arrested by German police just this week because federal intelligence agents say they had a time and a place for a terrorist attack to, quote, kill as many as possible. Now, this is in Germany. Oh, you know where there will not be a Muslim attack? I will guarantee you where there will not be a Muslim attack. You ready? Poland. And the reason is very simple. Poland said, we aren't letting you in. Oh, I got another place. Antarctica. There won't be any on Antarctica. In fact, I suggest, why don't we set up some sort of an outpost and let all the crazy lefties, the Robert De Niro's of the world, those people, go live in Antarctica. Film, do whatever you want. Let's make it a Nirvana form. Because nothing happens in Antarctica. I mean, it's the closest thing to utopia as you can get. Let them live there. Get this. A 15-year-old Afghan-German dual national and a 16-year-old Russian citizen, Chechen, were arrested in North Rhine-Westphalia and Brandenburg over an alleged plot, to attack a Christmas market with either an incendiary device or a truck. How did I know a vehicle would be involved? You remember the Muslim guy in New York that ran over people in a rented van? He ran over bikers. What's funny is the left has a very short memory on Muslim attacks. But you want to talk about black people killed by cops? Man, Trayvon Martin, you got Trayvon Martin, you got George Floyd, you got Philando Castile, they will just name you the, 10 black folks over the last decade and a half that have been killed by a police officer, but they can't name you one Muslim that killed people. You know what else they can't name you? They can't name you one non-black victim. Not one. And you know what else they can't tell you? They can't tell you the name of a single black perpetrator who killed a bunch of white folks or non-black people. You know what else they can't name? They can't name a single black person that's killed other black people, except O.J. Well, O.J. killed a white person, took a couple of white people. But you get what I'm saying. I think you get what I'm saying. So it's funny to me how selective their memory becomes, because that's the way leftism is. See, if you want to bring something up to me and say, well, Kevin, George Bush did, I'll go, you know what? You are so right. George Bush sucked as a president. He was horrible. George Bush, with his passionate conservatism, served two terms that were worthless. And the only thing I'm happy that was happening is that it wasn't Al Gore who was president when the Twin Towers were attacked and when America had to go on red alert. But on every indicator, George Bush was a horrible president. I'll admit that freely. And not only that, I don't think he's a very good human being with the way he's treated Donald Trump and his family and his embracing of leftism. I don't think he's good at all. So there you go. Fall on the sword. Here's another one I've fallen on. I think Bill Clinton was a much better president than many of we conservatives and Republicans give him credit for. Now, we can, Kevin, it was because of Newt Gingrich and the, you know, contract with America. Fine. He was the guy that went for it. Bill Clinton made those wholesale changes. And while we were concerned about party affiliation, this guy ended up being a rock star. True story. Probably second only to Donald Trump. And might have even moved. I mean, he ran on some muscle memory of Ronald Reagan, but he might have displaced Reagan in many eyes. If you look at his record and just look at it on paper, because I know there are a lot of people out there going, Kevin Jackson, I'm never going to listen to you again. This is crazy, because I thought it was crazy talk when somebody brought it up to me. I was like, this is crazy talk. Is you crazy up in here, boy? You better get out of my face. I was ready to hurt somebody. It was Bill, a guy named Bill Lacey. When I was getting my fellowship, well, I'd gotten my fellowship, and we were in Bill's office. And he says, well, Kevin, you probably haven't given Clinton a break, fair shot, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, Bill, boy, you about to get a whooping. But it was true. Anyway, back to the terror. So they were going to target the Cologne Christmas market, and one of the two people were arrested. Now, these are teenagers, Islamic State sympathizers. And you want to know something? They exist everywhere Muslims exist in the world. Breeding grounds of hatred, anti-Semitism, just like we're doing it here in the United States, getting people to hate conservatives for no reason.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Fox News debate between Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom and Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis last night had several tense moments on policies regarding abortion, crime, taxes, and COVID-19. Israeli fighter jets struck several targets in the Gaza Strip just minutes after a week-long truce expired this morning, resuming the war with Hamas. The renewed hostilities coming as Israel and Hamas have traded blame for the collapse of that ceasefire. New York Republican Representative George Santos may have his political career come to an end today as a supermajority of his colleagues prepare to vote on his eviction from the House, making Santos only the third person to be booted from Congress since the Civil War. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One of the biggest cancers in America is diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. Now, I'm not talking about the concepts of those. Absolutely not. America is diverse, it's equitable, and it's inclusive. No question about it. But DEI as a concept and how it's being sold today is an insidious disease. It is a cancer being spread by people who apparently hate the country. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There is literally no argument to support anything other than the truth that America is the most diverse, equitable, and inclusive country in the world, bar none. But we've allowed academics and other leftists to establish nonsense as the norm. You know who you are. You want anybody who's willing to work hard to be successful. And I'll tell you something. Give me your bigoted bias, and if I find you somebody in the genre of your bigoted bias who's willing to work hard, you will lose your bigoted biases. I cannot tell you the number of people. Well, it's certainly, I can count them on my hands and feet and maybe a few more. But they've had some prejudice against blacks. And then, you know, they meet me and I find out that I'm willing to go to work. You know, they may taunt you, say things, whatever. And you just go to work, you keep your mouth shut, whatever. And I will tell you, when I was younger, I'd have people come up to me and they'd say this. It'd be generally an older white guy. And he'd say, you know what, Kevin Jackson? I got to tell you, I used to think, you know, bad things about black folks or whatever, but man, you showed up and you worked hard and all this, and I got to tell you, you helped change my mind. Really? Well, appreciate that. Thank you. But it wasn't like I was in there going, ooh, I'm going to make black people look good. I'm going to go. No, I just was raised with good work ethic. I started early, trimming hedges and doing stuff around to help my grandfather. Then when we moved to the ranch, you work your butt off on a ranch. You know what hard work is. Hard work on a ranch, let me tell you, the 1 hour of hard work on a ranch is worth anything a city kid does. So I knew how to work. And I remember one time in the Texas sun, my brother and I, Kirk, we worked one summer. I was darker than a Nigerian. I'm not going to lie. Woo! I got black. That was a summer I figured out I could tan. But let me tell you, that work ethic was amazing. My first job was on the brush truck for the city of Brady. 100 degree temperatures in the summer, picking up people's nasty dog crap bags exploding open with lawn stuff where they had mowed their dog's doo-doo and all that. I mean, it was nasty, stinky, horrible work. As we used to joke, me and a guy named Brad that worked there for the summer, we'd say, I never want to get to meet Manuel Labor again, that Mexican Manuel Labor, manual labor. Because that was the summer where I went, you better get an education. But it was good to do that and to learn work ethic at that level. And I'm so happy I did. That was my lesson. I had to teach that lesson to my youngest son, by the way. Anyway, show me anywhere that diversity, equity, and inclusion is a focus, DEI, where they focus, like, oh, we practice DEI. Same with companies that go, we've got ESG. You have no, I don't think people understand. Go read anybody's HR manuals. You want to know what's big in these manuals? DEI and ESG. Environmental, whatever, and governments, I think is what they call it. Yeah. It's things that companies do automatically because you want a good environment for your workers. But show me where the DEI is a focus, and I'll show you an institution where failure is the future. We should be promoting meritocracy, opportunity, and effort. I call it MOE. But the left replaces the true values of the American dream with this nonsense of DEI that America already practices more than any other country. And apparently a California judge recognized this problem with DEI, Judge Christopher Baker, and he recommended blocking California Community College leaders and Kern Community College District trustees from enforcing mandatory DEI policies in a report that got issued not too long ago. And it came from a lawsuit filed by a black professor. And the report has been billed as the possible first step towards overturning statewide rules on DEI policies at the California community colleges. And the ruling was based on this lawsuit by a guy named Damon Johnson, Professor Damon Johnson, history professor at Bakersfield College. He had a 5-month administrative investigation because he called a peer a radical social justice warrior. That's his opinion. And you know what? He was right. And I mean, I don't have to know, because what Damon Johnson, black guy, did was like, look, he's like a black conservative. Get out of here with this nonsense. Get out of here with America hasn't done anything for me. I don't even want to talk to you. You're a radical social justice warrior. Is there anything wrong with those words? Yeah, I equate it to lying skanks. But he gets a 5-month investigation. Oh, you're not one of us. You're not towing a line, Negro. Well, guess what? We're going to make your life miserable. I don't know if you've ever sat through it. If you work at a regular company, I'm going to tell you, get in contact with me. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you're at a regular company, I will bet you money, if that company has over 100 employees, you've had to sit through some sort of diversity, equity, and inclusion BS. I told you guys, when I was at Fox, during the whole, you know, all the guys supposedly, you know, messing with the Megyn Kellys and all that, and they were filing lawsuits on O'Reilly, and I forget all the people, but everybody had a lawsuit. Every woman that ever worked there had been molested by Roger Ailes or somebody. And so they literally talk, it's mandatory that you come in to go through sensitivity training on race and all these and sexuality and all this other stuff. And I distinctly remember going, can we Zoom this? You know, do I have to fly to New York? Nope. Yeah, contributors, you know, if you're on the payroll, you've got to fly to New York and sit through the diversity training. So we flew up to New York, and there's two attorneys, they're friends of mine, and we sit through this presentation. There's probably, I don't know, they had different flights, if you will. So in my flight, I want to say there were probably 40 people in the room. And some of them were staffers in New York, but I know at least 6 of us flew in. And I don't know the makeup, how many of us flew in, but I know there were at least 6 of us, because I know where a lot of them live. We were friends. And I will tell you this. We all looked at each other and said, this is the biggest waste of time and money. You know, a couple $1,000 to fly me in, put me up in a hotel, do the training, and it was mandatory. Now, of course, every organization gets money for training like that. I don't know if you're aware of that. The federal government lets companies write off that type of thing. This is a boondoggle. Anyway, Baker agreed with Johnson. He rejected the arguments of school administrators that DEI regulations are merely suggestions. Treat it as a suggestion. Watch what happens. And worse, guys, they monitor this stuff like you would believe. They will, when I tell you that you're being watched, you're being analyzed, and I do it. I'm going to tell you right now, if I go into a place or, you know, if I'm looking at somebody as a potential employee or a partner, I'm using code language. Now, in my case, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I'm just blatant. I'm just like, well, are you a conservative or are you one of those crazy leftists? I don't want to deal with them. We're going to talk a little bit, maybe because Dana White of the UFC, he took a hard stand on some of these knuckleheads out there that want to demand you, if you support Donald Trump, then blah. If I support Donald Trump, what? Trump's being vindicated. January 6th is vindicating all of us. Who's getting vindicated and who's getting villainized? Look at Fauci. Was he vindicated? Should we have worn masks and locked down society? By the way, are you afraid of COVID? Huh? Are you still wearing your mask? Are you still worried about getting vaccinated? Where are all the
Well, we've got a new iteration of COVID. What do they call it?
I forget all the ones we had. We had the Alpha, the Omegas, and all the different iterations of COVID. Are you afraid? Where's the Delta, the Omicron, the Transformer COVID? It's going to kill us all. Where is it? Yeah, exactly. Nowhere. You're not afraid of it anymore. What happened to all the announcements, all the commercials? Now they're back to get your flu shot, get your HPV, your human papillomavirus virus or whatever. Nothing about COVID. Haven't seen a COVID commercial. Every now and then I see some remnants of ones that they probably paid for years ago. Anyway, thank God reason has entered the discussion, folks, about DEI. Because the amount of money spent on this nonsense, taxpayer funded, is insane. People should be arrested that are promoting these bogus bunk nonsense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or...
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mentioned it earlier, WAPO, the Washington Post, laying off. And when I saw this article come up, I thought to myself, if the world's second richest man can't or won't save you, then you're in trouble. The woke Washington Post now returns to the real world and faces what? You ready, people? Real world problems. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. For those of you who are newbies to the program, and we add a few every program, every broadcast, I believe that wholeheartedly. In fact, I got contacted out of St. Louis by a guy, I want to say his name was Brian. We spoke, actually. Brian left a message. He sent me a note. Kevin, you say you call people back, whatever. I called him back literally within 5 minutes. He was like, what? It is you.
He says, I want to be one of your 500. Said that this was literally the other day we had this conversation. And we talked for a few minutes. I had to run. I was doing another radio show. But it was a treat to talk to him. And he's thinking about running for office. But anyway, yes, I'm glad that you are listening to the show. I hope you continue to push it out to other people. Support us. If you can be one of the people that gives us the 20. He asked me, Kevin, are you there yet? Have you reached the 500? I'm like, Brian, if we blow through the 500, all the better. I hope it's 5,000 people that give us 20 bucks a month. Do you know what we would do? We would change politics. We already have in many ways. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because I'll run out of time, but I'm telling you, we would change politics. We've changed politics in ways. In the 15 years I've been doing this, I'm going to tell you, we have made an unbelievable impact on this country, on the world, on how people think. Many of you listen to me for this reason. Some of you have known me for years and did not know. Kevin, is that profound? We've known each other since college. Some of us since grade school. You still listen. The ones of us that are still around, you know, because we're still not quite in the ground yet, because we're getting up there. But the point is, you've listened to me, you've studied me, and so, I mean, I've been in the petri dish under the microscope for some of you for decades, and some of you not as long, and it doesn't change. Who we are doesn't change. We evolve, I've given you some amazing concepts to think about over the years, and I wish everybody could just get a core dump of everything we've talked about over the years. God has put some insights into me and said, Kevin, spit this out. I don't know, all my experiences let me get it out there, but it has been some amazing insights, and you've soaked it in. And I'm telling you, we've made a difference. We have impacted thousands of people, tens of thousands, quite honestly, probably hundreds of thousands. People still, to this day, talk about when I was on Fox. I'm not lying. I will be at a party or something. Oh, I knew I recognized you from Fox. Oh, my gosh, man, you were so good. What happened to you? That's what I hear. Like, you know, like I had, you know, stage 4 cancer and disappeared and fought it and beat. You know, I'm not going to say I wish I had a story like that because I don't. But I don't have any overcoming stories. I got fired. Over a tweet. Are you serious? Did I tell them? And the rest is history. They go, that was just, you were so right. I know. But that being right doesn't get you what you're supposed to get out of life. And if there's a lesson to me, that's it. Standing on principle does not get you what you honestly should get out of life. Because if it did, I would be Elon Musk. The black Elon Musk. But it doesn't. And that's why, I'm going to tell you, Melissa and I were talking the other day, she says, are you telling people that, you know, about our finances on the radio? I go, yeah. I don't have anything to hide. I wrote a book about my family, my dad. One of my buddies goes, Kevin, oh my gosh, it was so revealing. I couldn't write a book like that about my family. Okay, I get it. I'm not going to front. We need your help. That's what we do. We are here out of the goodness of people who decide to help. I mean, booking speaking engagements. I don't have any control over that. It isn't like I have a counter. I go, you know what? I need a little extra cash here, so let me go book some speaking engagements. I'm at the request of people that say, Kevin, we want your brand of funny to come do this event. And if they don't come, then I don't make any money. Book sales. The merch, stuff that we do. I do these things. God will, literally, I'm going to tell you, on our merch, I'm not exaggerating this one bit. On our merch, it was a Labor Day weekend, and God goes, you got to do something that's different. And I designed our first cups. You've seen them, our mugs with the Trump mugshot. God-inspired design. And we've been doing it ever since. I honestly believe it'll take off. I do. It's already showing some signs. But I don't do anything. There's no glory here for Kevin Jackson. And I'm not desperate. I'm not. I got a lot of friends that would take me in. I don't like living that way, but if I had to, I could. But I don't like it. But thank goodness people respond, because that's what we do as conservatives. Anyway, let me get back on to what I was talking about. The second richest man in the world to make me understand how poor I am. Anyway, Jeff Bezos, Why is he abandoning the Washington Post? He bailed out the Washington Post years ago to get to Donald Trump. He was going to get Donald Trump. He used that medium as a Trump-smashing machine 10 years ago when he bought the Washington Post. What's changed? Because this is a memo written from the CEO of the Washington Post, Patty Stonecipher. And she said that 120 employees accepted the buyout package, but if the paper doesn't find another 120 who will accept the buyouts in the next 2 weeks, then there are going to be layoffs. Now, this warning sign went up for the Washington Post at the end of 2022. They said there's potential for layoffs. Now, then January 2023, they talked about rough winter. And they talked about entertainment giants like Warner Brothers, Discovery, and Disney, digital media brands like Morning Brew, Vice Media, newspapers like Gannett. More companies that started with the news companies that were going to have layoffs in the new year. This is the beginning of 2023. Adweek lost 10% of its workforce. Vox Media, 7% of its staff. Fandom, an entertainment news company, laid off workers that it had acquired from another company called Giant Bomb. NBC News and MSNBC laid off 75 staffers across division. The Washington Post, they wrote at the time, had been bracing for layoffs during that period. So that's what was going on. The warning signs were there. You've got the richest guy, second richest guy in the world, backing you. Paid $250 million for the Washington Post when it was probably not worth a fraction of that. And, I mean, he's got more money than anybody, say, other than Elon Musk and God. And he's not coming to bail him out. So what happened? Trump's still out there doing mean tweets. Jeff Bezos, what happened? Oh, that's right. Jeff Bezos just moved from Seattle to, what was that state again? Florida. The Free Republic of Florida. Because this billionaire knew he was going to lose $2 billion more dollars if he stayed in Seattle, Washington. So he leaves it. And I could go on. In other words, let me just say this. Jeff Bezos got a wake-up call. Jeff Bezos went, you know what? I don't want to say this out loud. This is just cocktail party conversation. But that Joe Biden sucks. And Donald Trump, I actually did really well during his period, during the time of Trump. Maybe I need to not be so tough on him. Maybe I made a mistake when I bought the Washington Post and I started targeting him. I made him enemy, you know, public enemy number one. That's what I think has happened. Because Jeff Bezos has the money to bail him out, to bail out the Washington Post, and he's not doing it. I don't know if you guys saw this too. I'm not going to get too much into it, but you remember Governor Sununu and then his son took over. I think he's up in, I don't know what state, one of those states that don't matter. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, never Trumper governor. Let me tell you what he had to say. He says, and they said, in a shocking turn of events, notorious never-Trumper Governor Chris Sununu out of New Hampshire admits he would vote for former President Trump over Biden in the 2024 election. Shocker, a Republican governor, a rhino. Why is this a big deal? It's a big deal for all the reasons that I've told you about the other people that have switched over. The Bernie Marcuses, the Hams, and all these rich fat cats who were never Trumpers, who thought, you know what, we'll get rid of Donald Trump and we'll put in Nikki Haley, who got an endorsement from the Koch brothers. Good for her. It'll go nowhere. And if the Washington Post doesn't get a suitor, they're going nowhere too.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.